Well, there's an interesting verse in Matthew that says it this way. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, you'll give him a snake? If you then being, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask Him? And this morning we're going to sort of challenge ourselves on gifts, good gifts that a father can give. Good gifts a father can give. A father's influence is essential to a child's development into a well-adjusted adult. Those first years are important. It also says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, grandchildren. Well, I think my children know by now that there's not going to be a whole lot of money left for them when I pass away or Mrs. Cuddy passes away. I hope we might be able to say to our kids, just like the Apostle Peter said to a crippled beggar man one day, silver and gold I do not have, but that which I have I give you. That which I have I give you. And you think of some of the things that we do have that we're able to give to our children. We played that one video. I want to be just like you, Dad. And I don't know about you, but basically one of the gifts that you are able to give or should want to give, especially as your children are little, is the gift of your time. The gift of your time. And just to be able to spend a little bit of time with them, time together, doing things together. When they're young, reading to them, Dad, the story, listening to them, teaching them to catch, teaching them to fish, teaching them to, for me, my daughter was with me underneath the car as I changed the oil. Yeah. She was there and she took a greater interest in those kind of things than my son did. He was always out playing ball and things of that nature, which we did a lot of. We played a lot of catch out in the front yard. We played a lot of basketball in the backyard. But I don't think he ever changed a tire with me. Yeah. I don't think he ever worked on the brakes. And our daughter, you know, her husband gets upset with her now when she fixed the washer one day. You know, she tore it apart and put a new washer in it even. You know, and her husband says, "You're just like your dad." Well, not bad. It's good to be able to do that. So give of your time. I hope that, Dads, there's lots of things I probably wish I could have done better. But I hope that you had time to have fun with your kids. And, you know, you did some things together, and I pray that you might just be able to recall some of those memories and do that. Time to talk. And that's probably one of the areas where we didn't do enough of, probably. You know, when things start to get rough, it's still nice to be able to have your daughter or your son just call and talk. And so I pray that we might be willing to give. One of the gifts that we are able to give is give of our time. One of the enemies of having family time today is your phone. Now, once again, I'm safe from this conversation because I have the old dinosaur right here. They're just the flip phone that doesn't hardly do anything, okay? But I've watched I watched my son's family before when I went to visit. As they had their supper meal, they might have been all in the same room and all at the same table, but they're all on their own phone. And they're all looking for the, you know, the Facebook and all the different things. And I wondered, and once again, I'm guilty of this. While Aaron was talking, my phone buzzed. Now I know that if I don't do anything about it, it's going to buzz again in a minute because it's a message. So once again, you know, I didn't look at the message. I just put it so it wouldn't buzz again. But how many times I've watched my son, as soon as that thing buzzed, he's right into it. And we may all be guilty that way today. You ever consider that maybe the church today and families today, when we think about fasting, we think about abstaining from food. Have you ever thought about the need today to take a phone fast? And put this thing away for a whole day? I think most of us, it would drive us nuts. I'm missing something. But let's encourage ourselves. We're robbing ourselves of opportunities to spend quality time with our children. Another gift that you need to give, the gift of your example. The gift of your example. I hope that all men here would be willing to claim 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1 says it this way. The Apostle Paul says, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Now there is a good verse for all of us to think about. Hey, kids, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Oh, there's some things I think we always need to consider. First of all, the example of your word. Do you keep your word? And then maybe not only your word, but your words. I've had grandson before come over. And in the back of the vehicle, he says a word that Grandpa Cuddy does not use. Okay. And Alex, I don't plan on hearing that word all week long. Grandpa Cuddy does not talk that way. And it worked because I didn't hear it the rest of the week. Okay. But for me, you've also heard some of the country songs where the little boy is with his dad. And the dad has to step on the brakes real fast and the French fries go flying and the little boy just rips off some good ones. You know? Where did that come from? I've been listening to you, Dad. I've been listening to you. And so, once again, how is my example? And you say, well, my kids are 38, I'm getting an echo here. Play with that a little bit, Chris. I don't know how you're going to do it. Once again, you're supposed to make me sound like Billy Graham. That's your responsibility up there. But the idea, my kids are 38 and 40. Can I still be an example to my kids today? I believe so. I believe it's important that I finish well. That I show them that I'm still a follower of Jesus Christ and I plan on keep on doing that. So I pray that we might be an example there. Oh, I think that it's especially true when your kids are little. Probably the example of how you relate to their mom. Now I say this two ways. I say this if you are either married or even divorced. How you treat and speak about their mother says a lot. So, but especially, my mom and dad, never showed a lot of public PD. They never did a whole, they would never have been guilty on college campus of PDA. Let's put it that way. Yeah. They didn't do a whole lot of public displays of affection. Lucky, I did learn. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And you know, and I hugged my wife in front of my kids when we were growing up. You know, I gave her a kiss in front of them. I wanted them to see that she's the most important thing to me. And I think that's important as you build that relationship. My son told me as he went through his divorce, he says, "Dad, I probably should have been doing this 5 or 6 years ago, but I just wanted to try to make it work." Somehow getting there. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, there it is. The your example. Let's go through these others sort of quickly here. How about the gift of your leadership? It's not easy when it comes to the discipline that you need to give to your family. But Hebrews chapter 12 says it this way. It says, "Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best. Moreover, our fathers disciplined us and we respected them for it." Those are the things that you need to, there's times where I am not opposed yet, and I know we're living in this world today where any mom or any dad who wants to try to correct their kid for having a hissy fit in Walmart is almost getting ready to be drug off to jail. But we need to be willing to say, "Hey, young man, you're wrong in your actions, and maybe that means stop it." And so I think we need to be willing to and try to give the discipline necessary in our world today. How about just plumb? And here's one. The gift of your love. The gift of your love. And this is probably needed as much as my son at age 38 as it was when he was 8 years old. As he's going through the difficulties, he's told me different times, "Dad, there's times I wish you would just be my dad instead of the preacher." I want to be that. I want to be that. Now, once again, I'm accountable to him someday, too. But I think we need to realize, man, my son just wants me to say, "Hey, I'm with you. I'm thinking of you. I'm caring for you. I do love you." Once again, that's one of those areas that we need to work. What's the other thing that you always want to try to pass on your kids? The gift of your faith. The gift of your faith. I pray that they might see that your faith extends beyond a Sunday morning event. That it goes into a relationship with Christ and just you are spending time with Christ in your personal life, that it makes that he can see the difference. So many, I've heard this from more than one young person at times. "Oh, preacher, you see my dad on Sunday, but boy, you should see him during the week. He's a different person." That's not the way it's supposed to be. I want to have people, "Hey, Jesus Christ makes a difference in my life. He makes a difference in my family. He makes a difference in my work. He makes a difference in everything I do." And I pray that my kids might see that in my life. The life of an Old Testament king was summed up in one of two ways. He did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, or he did that which was evil. I pray that we might have that standard he was a man who loved the Lord and lived for him. And probably what we need to leave with today, gentlemen, let's not forget it. Some of you have the grandkids. Ours are coming for Bible school week. I'm looking forward to it, but I know it's going to be a busy week for me. But I pray that they might see Christ in me, that they might see that I do love the Lord. And I pray that maybe all of us men might be able to have the statement, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Take your hymn books with me.